All right. Our next storyteller is Carol Bookless. Carol earned her living through sailing, construction, research, and teaching, and has spent her life as a mom. She has hiked and biked across 6 continents before settling in the North. She likes to create and fix things, and from time to time gets an urge to travel and see different worlds. She has carried her creatures all around the world for almost 70 years, and she looks forward to carrying them for at least a few more, if they let her. Please welcome up Carol Bookless. So
when most people think of creature comforts, they think of the things that make you comfortable. I took a kind of different tack on this. I was thinking of the creatures that live inside our body and how we make them comfortable. So I don't know if you know this, but the human body, only about 43% is like human DNA. The rest is all these other creatures. And I used to watch Star Trek, and I remember the Horta talking about humans as being big, ugly bags of water. But honestly, they're more like big, ugly bags of bacteria and viruses and things like that. So I think it's important that we keep our creatures healthy and happy. And they're doing all these new studies of things they can do to make the creatures happy. And some of them are kind of gross, like taking other people's poop and sticking it up your butt. But, you know, you might wonder, how do they come up with this stuff? Let me tell you, when I was in university, there are a bunch of us who lived in a house for people who didn't have a lot of money. So we were always looking for ways of making money. And one of those ways was doing diet studies. And what a diet study is you record everything that goes in and then everything that goes out. And for me, the diet study I did was one where you recorded the liquids. So that wasn't all that horrible. But getting the samples over to where they had to study them was the problem. And I was complaining about that one day when one of my roommates, who was doing the other kind of diet study, where he was taking the solids, was saying, "Oh, let me tell you." So he told me about this experience he had. Basically, we had to walk for about a mile, take a bus, and then walk for another few blocks to turn in our samples, right? And my friend was, this was in the 70s, and he was kind of a hippie-looking guy. He had not a huge afro, but, you know, good-sized one, and pencil-thin mustache, and basically you could tell that he was into a certain kind of culture. Anyway, so he was telling me about what happened on the bus just that day, and he said, "Yeah, I, you know, put all my samples in a paper bag, because who wants to see that, right, you know? You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the solids, right?" So he walks down, he gets on the bus, and this other dude comes walking in and sees him sitting there and figures, okay, he's a kind of my guy, so I'll sit next to him. And he's, you know, just starting conversation. He said, "Hey, man, what do you got in the bag?" And my friend Warren says, "Oh, just some shit, man." He says, "Oh, sorry. I just didn't put my fingers over my..." I was going to do that whenever I said the SH word, so this next part has that word a few times. So the guy says, "Well, is it good shit?" And Warren says, "Well, I think so." So the guy says, "Well, you know, can I see?" He says, "I don't think you want to see this." He says, "Oh man, don't be that way. Why don't you share with the dude, you know?" And Warren says, I don't think you want that." He says, "Yeah, man, I do." And so this goes on for a while, and finally Warren says, "Whatever," and opens the bag and shows it to him, and the guy looks in it and he says, "You're sick, man. That's..." And he said, I told you that's what it was. Anyway, so that's just one kind of thing that they do to study what's going on through your system. Another thing that might happen is you might get a parasite. And for some reason, I have a very attractive body to parasites. When I was very young, I had pinworms. Anyone who knows who's had pinworms or knows somebody who had pinworms know that they're in your butt and they're itchy. Not very nice. And I also, along the way, got a tapeworm. And I think the way I got the tapeworm was from my cat. I had a cat, and one day I was looking at the cat, and it looked like he had a, you know, I figured it was probably like a piece of yarn that maybe he you know, ate and was sticking out his butt. So I pulled it out, and he went, obviously didn't like that. So I don't know, not knowing that's what it was, I didn't know, that's probably when I caught it, but through the years, I saw weird things come out of that end, and couldn't understand what they were. It's like this one thing that looked like a peanut, but it's like, but I haven't eaten any peanuts. What is that? Anyway, so this went on for years, and people may say, a tapeworm doesn't really do much to you, but I'll tell you, I didn't have a decent, normal poop for 10 years, literally. Anyway, so time went on, and finally, I experienced the same thing as my cat, and I said, what is this? I got totally freaked out, and I just said, oh my God, and immediately I felt I had to see the doctor, right? My regular doctor wasn't there, so I went to see someone else because I had to see a doctor. And so I went to the doctor and I said, doctor, I think I have a tapeworm. And she literally burst out laughing. She said, no, you don't have a tapeworm. I said, I do have a tapeworm, I think, pretty sure. And she said, well, what makes you think that? And so I took out this plastic bag and I said, well, I pulled 2 feet of this out of my butt. And she looked at it and she said, yeah, I think you got a tapeworm. So another way people, just this is just an informational thing, another way people get tapeworms is by eating raw salmon. Do not eat raw salmon, okay? Not unless it's been frozen. That's just a public information thing there. Anyway, I took the medication. It took a while to get rid of it, but I finally did get rid of it, I hope. I don't know. But, and then my poop started to turn normal, so I think I did. So anyway, my point is, take care of your creatures. The funny thing is, you know, hookworms and roundworms and all these different things actually could be good for you. So if you have a parasite, take care of it. Take care of your good bacteria, take care of all of that. Eat good food, drink a lot of water. Anyway, that's it.